As usual, little strange, par for the course. And I'm still gonna ask you. I'm a demand of you to not listen to this show in your regular stereo speakers, but instead, slap on some headphones. Let the sounds rattle back and forth in your ears, closer to your brain. For the next 57 minutes or so, I'll be playing tunes and squeezing music back and forth into shapes and sizes that didn't start out as. A lot of songs I like in here, and I edited, mashed, and crashed, and crunched them up. So put your headphones on, turn on, tune in, and I'll see you on the other side of the river's edge.
As one eternal activity, and that's the only real self that you have. I never forget once I was sent out in the countryside, and a piece of thistledown flew out of the blue, came right down near me, and I put out a finger and I caught it by one of its little tendrils, and it behaved just like catching a daddy long legs. You know, when you catch one by one leg, it naturally struggles to get away. This thing behaved just like that, and I thought, well, it was just the wind doing that. It only appears to look as if it was doing it. Then I thought again, wait a minute. It is the wind, yes, but it's also that this has the intelligence to grow itself so as to use the wind. You see that? That is intelligence. that little structure of thistle down is a form of intelligence just as surely as the construction of a house is a manifestation of intelligence.
You are worse than any church, and we will find out. I will go to my lawyer, the police. I think you walked outside. We will fight out, you and your gang, and you will be on every telemarketing list in the world.
That sounds
like your phone will never stop ringing. Your taxes will be audited, and your children's teachers will know what you have done.
Are you sure?
You are a life destroyer. You are a terrorist. You are a murderer. You are a life destroyer. You are a nasty human being. You deserve every pain known to man. If we find out your last name, there will be charges brought. You understand? Every year for the rest of your life, you and your family's taxes will be audited.
That sounds like a threat to me.
It is a threat! Are you calling my number? That's blocked!
In which case?
That is a felony! My house has been broken into! And yeah, it's a threat! It's a legal threat! So we will have your taxes audited? You're a lying, cruel... Your lying co-criminal. Okay. And that your family will be on every call list. Is it an interesting consideration that a threat? I don't think you really got bothered me. I'm already. Okay, they will never, ever sleep before we got our thinking off our phone rang. Every 10 or 15 minutes all night. And your family, any of them, if we find, will never, ever be able to have a normal list of phone numbers ever.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any grandmother?
Sure.
They will never, ever, ever be able to have a normal phone number. That's okay with you?
Yes.
You don't care. They'll get calls every 5 or 10 minutes, every 24 hours a day.
I already do.
And you think that's okay?
It doesn't bother me now.
Then you're an abuser. Okay, so you ignore what your children do.
Yeah, if I hear the pause from the predicted dialer, I would just hang up if I don't feel like that.
So what if you're eating dinner or going to the bathroom? You have to get up, or do you take the phone to the table so you hear the pause and hang up?
Yeah, if I wasn't able to get to the phone, I'd just let it ring, and if it's important, don't.
So your family lets the phone ring the whole time? You son of a bitch! What an abusive! Oh, so you never have conversations, you never listen to music, you never watch movies, you never talk because the phone is ringing all the time? You're lying, you son of a bitch! So are you saying now, I'm getting it calmed down.
So you're saying
that where you live, the phone never stops ringing and that's okay with you? Because that is one reason we can have social services go to your home.
I hope they play this game in court someday, ma'am.
It won't go to court, but it will go to your superiors. And we certainly are calling and asking about any alleys. And if you're laughing, we have a list here. If you don't know the state, that is odd. I am very blocked. We have a list here of deaths because of calls. Okay?
I would think you'd have a hard time proving that, but okay.
I'm saying that have already been called. I mean, that have already gone to court. People who have died. People who could not get to ambulances. People who had miscarriages. People who could not dial 911. People who could not sleep all night because of the calls. In our state, we take him to court, you bet. And you're laughing? So you're saying your phone never stops ringing, and your family doesn't care?
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, your wife will leave you, believe me.
I'm not married.
But you have, so what was this about the children don't care?
What's
that? So you're there with the children, you were lying about that?
I never said I had children.
I said that you have a family, and you said yes. That the phone rings every day. We just don't answer it.
Everybody has a family, ma'am. I mean, there's not just the children.
So you laughed at me and ridiculed me?
I'm not laughing at you, ma'am.
I'd like to hear this played back in court. I'm actually supposed to get your last name and call the police. You don't ever call a human being. And so if we had to call and block every number, then we would have to do that every 10 minutes. You are a terrorist.
Okay.
You are a rapist. You are
a rapist. That's a pretty harsh accusation.
You are a prick. Are you kidding what you are doing? I have a girlfriend who is gang raped. Who said that her telemarketing call can actually move? It's much more of an invasion and more permanent pain, more life destruction, more permanent life destruction, home destruction, life destruction. We cannot win. Yes, are you kidding that you don't compare yourself with rape? Here in the state, I'm afraid to give a state level. We, and when it went to court, it was compared to the level of abuse where the person is unconscious and permanently damaged. It was compared to that level of physical abuse, and that brought it up to a first class felony. You SOB. And you're laughing at me? No, that was in our legislature. You SOB. And you're laughing at me? It is so life destroying that people cannot function as a family or in their workplace or sleeping. You are a hurter, Peter, life destroyer. Every breath, you are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq. You are an abuser. You are a hater, hurter, shit. I'm a bitch.
I understand.
I'll find out who the Alex is, who works all the way down to the roof of your company. You will all be audited in a theft, and they are every phone list in a theft of threat.
Recognizing? None. From picture to picture they traveled. Oh, 22 of them. Same recognizing?
In an atom collection.
Had it invented by Picasso.
Nobody did. The greatest of all the art forgers remained always a legend, mentioned only in whispers. Tell us what you did with Picasso.
I just took him by the hand and let him out and put him in my little car.
I drove him to your grandfather's secret studio.
Family. He was very careful about it.
That's why he was never caught. You know, I never thought to ask him here about it. After all, we're both Hungarians.
There are many great painters in the Renaissance, but only one Da Vinci. There are many great painters in the Renaissance, but only one Da Vinci.
point being that among great art forgers, your grandfather is the Da Vinci?
One of his Da Vincis is so famous, I don't dare to name it.
Giving him credit is as tough as nailing him for the crime.
Crime?
Well, he painted every last one of those phony Picassos of you.
For every last one of which Picasso was very highly praised.
But not to put it mildly, highly pleased. You must have known you couldn't get away with it.
I got to meet Picasso.
So here they are. World's best and least known geniuses.
My grandfather was very glad to see him.
Picasso. I'm not trying too hard with the Hungarian accent, but I think that's how it works.
Oh, yes.
This girl, said Picasso, claims that you're dying.
A dying art forger, he said, is still an art forger.
Oh, you tell us what Picasso said.
He called us both a couple of crooks.
Oh, yes, said your grandfather, is quite as honest as anyone, that young, that beautiful, and that Hungarian has any need to be.
She's stolen my pictures, said Picasso.
She made you a gift, senor. She gave you a whole summer.
It's not more than the price of 22 Picassos. And where, for God's sake, are they now?
Pablo. May I call you Pablo? No. Well, senor, it seems that in my son-in-law's new little art gallery there are 22 paintings, every one of which has been acclaimed as a masterpiece. At least that's the best critical opinion.
The best critical opinion is a load of horse manure. Words to that effect.
Oh, perfectly, we agree on that, senor. But you have so little reason to be bitter. Is there a man in all the world who doesn't know your name? And who in all the world knows mine?
One of those that use so many names that you forget your own.
I, senor, am not one of anything. Like you, I am unique. You've seen my big Cezanne at the Metropolitan. Is that just a forgery, my friend? Is it not also?
Spirit Planet Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplanets.org, :9000. Turn on, turn in, turn on, turn in.
When you take an incarnation, it's like getting into a spacesuit. And the whole program for running that spacesuit on this plane of existence, that whole mechanism is something that is like software in the system, and it has to be developed. You develop the software, and that happens through your DNA code, through your socialization process, through all the people you meet and talk to. But notice an interesting thing, that your whole sense of separateness is really rooted from some uncomfortable experience being separate. Somehow experiencing myself having experienced the pain of separateness and having not the power to control that. But I couldn't get what I wanted when I wanted it. Once I became a somebody who wanted something. And I only became the somebody who wanted something because I couldn't, because I didn't have what I wanted all the time. I hadn't even had a want up until then. I had to learn wants, by the way. I want her. I want her. First thing you have to realize is you're in prison. You've been had. You bought into a conceptual model that you got trained into from birth to deal with your separateness. And it's a whole structure that you've invested with reality. From your point of view, it's the only reality most of the time. Now, where are all the other planes of reality when we're so busy investing in this one rather uninteresting plane? But the minute you realize you are in prison, that's the relative reality perception. You realize you got a problem. You realize there's more than one channel. You realize there's another place from which to look. You understand that everything is real depending on where you're looking at it from. Just like you dreamt last night, and in that dream, that stuff was real. And you woke up, and then you said, I woke up. Into what? You ultimately must realize you just woke up into another one of them. Didn't the one you were in last night seem real? Still here. Long dream. And once I had realized that I was in prison, I looked back at all the years in which I had taken it all so seriously. And I thought, didn't I have any clues, any of those years? I mean, did I go 30 years without a clue that I was caught in some weird psychosis, group psychosis? The first thing you have to realize is you're in prison.
Outside, stormy inside, normal, 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 outside, storm Stirring a word, the conversation absurd, like the herbs have worked their patience and concurred.
Wake up and smell the coffee, light up and dwell the offerings, drink with a thinking pinch, sit with a kitchen sink. The world is outside, but inside warm, inside informal, outside stormy, inside normal. Back to the torrent, skip it on its bollocks, roam to the oven, turn it off its on, skin a racket bag, I'm gone. What are we waiting for, mate? Let's wait for the place, cause it's all a bit late and we're all in a bit of a state. Weed makes me not wanna be, new places fight it, stare at the same TV, watching the torrent like it. The world is outside, but inside warm, inside informal, outside stormy, inside normal. The world is outside, but inside warm, inside informal, outside stormy, inside normal. The fossil remains of lots of ancient ways are buried or lost in every of my mate's brains. But I can't find it because they like blazing. Solving that problem brings priests and doctors and poets maybe in hot overclock brains. I'm not overshot blotto or off my rock place. I got there at lunchtime, I was still there at 8. Next they were turning chairs onto the table at my place. Psychedelic cycle, get it? Ride all wet, arrive a bit sketch, I like bedding. The world is outside, but inside warm, inside informal, outside stormy, inside normal. The world is outside, but inside warm, inside informal, outside stormy, inside normal. The fossil remains of lots of ancient ways are buried or lost in every of my mate's brains. But I can't find it because I like blazing. Solving that problem can be quite amazing. The world is outside, but inside warm, inside informal, outside stormy, inside normal. The world is outside, but inside warm, inside informal, outside stormy, inside normal.
How to be a genuine fake. The cat has already been let out of the bag. The inside information is that yourself as just a little me, who came into this world and lives temporarily in a bag of skin, is a hoax and a fake. The fact is, no one thing or feature of this universe is separable from the whole. The only real you or self is the whole. We'll attempt to make this so clear that you will not only understand the words but feel the fact. The only real you. The first step is to understand as vividly as possible how the hoax begins. How the hoax begins. We must first look at the form and behavior of the hoax itself. Who's been interested in trying to find out how people experience their own existence? For what specific sensations do they use the word I? Few people seem to use the word for their whole physical organism. I have a body is more common than I am their own. I usually refers to a center in the body, but different peoples feel it in different places. For some cultures, it is in the region of their solar plexus. The Chinese yin, the heart, mind, or soul, is found in the center of the chest. But most Westerners locate the ego in the head, from which center the rest of us dangle. The ego is somewhere behind the eyes. It is as if there sat beneath the dome of the skull a controlling officer who wears earphones wired to the ears and watches a television screen wired to the eyes. Before him stands a great panel of dials and switches connected with all other parts of the body that feel conscious information and respond to the officer's will. Wherever people may feel that the ego is located, and however much or little of the physical body is identified with it, almost all agree that I am not anything outside my skin. Skin is always considered as a wall, barrier, or boundary which definitely separates oneself from the world, despite the fact that it's covered with pores breathing air. This whole illusion has its history and ways of thinking. In the images,
models,
which we have used for thousands of years to make sense of the world.
Yes.
It is then as if the human race had hypnotized or talked itself into the hoax of egocentricity. Millennia ago, some genius discovered that wiggly things, such as fish and rabbits, could be caught in nets. Much later, some other genius thought of catching the world in a net. But now, if you look at this world through a net, you see that the net has split into big ones and little ones, all contained in squares of the same size. Order has been imposed on chaos. We can now say that the wiggle goes from so many squares to the left, so many to the right, so many up, or so many down, and at least we have its number. Centuries later, the same image of the net was imposed upon the world for other purposes, as the lines of both celestial and terrestrial latitude and longitude, as graph paper for plotting mathematical wiggles, as pigeonholes in climate, and as the ground plan for cities. The net has thus become one of the presiding images of human thought, but it is always an image. And just as no one can use the equator to tie up a package, the real wiggly world slips like water through our imaginary nets. However much we divide, count, sort, or classify this wiggling into particular things and events, this is only a way of thinking about the world. Our world is never actually divided. Our world is never actually divided. Another powerful image is the ceramic model of the universe, a model in which we think of it as so many forms of substances, just as pots are forms of clay, and as God is said to have created Adam from the dust. This has been an especially troublesome image, bewildering philosophers and scientists for centuries with such idiotic questions as, how does form, or energy, influence matter? What is matter? What happens to form, the soul, when it leaves matter? How is it that mere matter has come to be arranged in orderly forms? What is the relationship between mind and body? Problems that remain persistently insoluble should always be suspected as questions asked in the wrong way, like the problem of cause and effect. Make a spurious division of one process into two, forget that you have done it, and then puzzle for centuries as to how the two get together.
Nuttiness.
We'll be right back.
vehicle for our client's advertising. We think we're clients. We think we're clients. We think we're clients. We don't think this is inappropriate. This is an appropriate vehicle for a problem. Vehicle for a client's advertising.
Making destruction funny is the key to the commercial.
Slow motion has made the reality of the place.
Are you one of those that follows the ads?
I don't really follow the ads that much. It's more that it's like I've heard it in, on the news on TV, and I've heard it on the news and the radio, and I'm here to, like, right now on the marketing ploy by Coke. I don't really follow the ads that much. It's more that it's like I've heard it in, on the news on TV, and I've heard it on the news and the radio, and I'm here to, like, right now on the Pepsi marketing ploy by Coke.
We think we're gonna have a problem.
I am your friend.
We're best friends.
Yes.
I'm your friend.
Yay. Thanks for being my friend.
Yes, I've had a happy experience on the internet. I couldn't stop crying. I was very upset. I cried. No, I haven't had a very happy experience.
This is all about isolation, right?
You promise you'll not go out of the house tonight?
Promise you I won't walk out the door.
Actually, I'm quite happy to stay here.
I like to keep myself to myself.
To stay inside your lounge.
Do nothing.
I'm a prisoner in my own home.
I decided to start going out.
Just go out and just walk around and perhaps have a cup of tea, perhaps have some lunch out.
Who's for beer?
You've got beer. Where's the blessed beer?
Let's try the pub.
To the pub.
Juba, fancy buying me a pint?
Yes, I'll have a pint.
Blimey, this is going to be a right booze up.
There's lager flying everywhere.
They're bringing in enough wine.
Your drink is on its way.
I've been away in the booze again.
Roll out the barrel.
And away I go again.
It's most refreshing.
It's good. Drink.
But not the hopeless kind, not the street wild kind, anything like that. I always did it live, and then I got caught in the team.
Miller's Light.
The illusion that every form is made of some kind of basic stuff is deeply embedded in our common sense. There is nothing in the words to suggest that the material or physical world is made of any kind of stuff according to the ceramic model, which must henceforth be called fractal. But the fractal model of the world, as formed of clay, has troubled more than the philosophers and scientists. It lies at the root of two major myths which have dominated Western civilization, and these, one following from the other, have played an essential part in forming the illusion of the real person. If the world is basically mere stuff, like clay, it's hard to imagine that such inert dough can move forms. Energy, form, intelligence must therefore come into the world from outside. The world is therefore conceived as an artifact. Someone must have made it, and someone must also have been responsible for the original stuff. That too must have been made. In Genesis, the primordial stuff without form and void is symbolized as water, and as water does not have waves without wind, nothing can happen until the Spirit of God moves on all things. Forming and moving of matter is thus attributed to intelligent spirit, to a conscious force or energy informing matter so that its various shapes come and go in and out. Yet in the world as we now know it, many things are feeling wrong, and one hesitates to attribute these to the astonishing mind capable of making this world with you. We are loath to believe that cruelty, pain, and malice come directly from the root and ground of evil, and hope fervently that God is the perfection of all that we can imagine in this physical. We need not enter here into the fabulous and insoluble problem of evil which this model of the universe creates, save to note that it arises from the model itself. The peoples who developed this myth were ruled by patriarchs or kings, and such super kings as the Egyptian, Chaldean, and Persian monarchs suggested the image of God as the monarch of the universe, perfect in wisdom and justice, love and mercy, yet nevertheless stern and exacting. I am not, of course, speaking of God as conceived by the most subtle Jewish, Christian, and Islamic theologians, but of the popular image. For it is the vivid image, rather than the tenuous concept, which has the greater influence on common sense. The image of God as a personal being somehow outside or other than the world had the merit of letting us feel that light and space come in telescope, the laws of nature are everywhere in that they proceed from one being, and that we could let our imaginations go to the limit of conceiving the sublime qualities of this supreme perfection. The image also gave everyone a sense of importance. For this God is directly aware of every tiniest fragment of dust and vibration of energy, since it is just his awareness of it that enables him to be so. This awareness is also love, and for angels and people at least, he has planned an everlasting life of the purest bliss to begin at the end of all time. But of course there are strings attached to this reward, and those who purposely and relentlessly deny or disobey the divine will must spend eternity in agonies as intense as the bliss of good and faithful subjects. The problem of this image of God was that it became too much for good for. Children working at their desks in school are almost always put off when even a kindly and respected teacher watches over their shoulders. How much more disconcerting to realize that each single deed, thought, and feeling is watched by the teacher of teachers. That nowhere on earth or in heaven is there any hiding place from the eye, seeing, and judging. To many people, it was therefore an immense relief when Western thinkers began to question this and to assert that this hypothesis of God was of no help in describing or predicting the course of nature. If everything, they said, was the creation and the operation of God, the statement had no more logic than, everything is up. But as so often happens, when one tyrant is dethroned, a worse one takes his place. The crackpot myth is retained about the potter. The world is still understood as an artifact, but on the model an automatic machine. The laws of nature were still there, but no lawmen. According to the deists, the Lord had made this machine and set it going, but then went to sleep or off on a vacation. But according to the atheists, naturalists, and agnostics, the world was fully automatic. It had constructed itself, though not on purpose. The stuff of matter was supposed to consist of atoms, like minute billiard balls, so small as to permit no further division or analysis. Allow these atoms to wheedle around in various permutations and combinations for an indefinitely long time, and at some time, in virtually...
Savor the grass while it lasts. I am spidery fingers of industry reach the sky. Brick upon brick, stone upon stone, they grow. Choking the atmosphere so incredibly slowly. Sulfur and carbon and hydrogen sulfide and lime. Vapor corrosion and cover your cities with grime. Something is killing the land before your eyes, and the sunshine is not to be. The insane, inhumane games we play, day by day. Brittle and mushrooming home in a crowd, I'm alone. Eyes lie still. You are a mountain stream and I am a hill. Far, far away, there is a field blossoms in human hay.
So much more.